Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, high costs and hardly any accommodation. Is Ireland still attractive to international investors? Well, the head of the IDA will join us on the programme. As we approach 500 days of war in Europe, where will it end? Donal Bacon looks at what might happen next. Almost a month after his death, Christy Dignam's daughter, Kira, joins us for a chat about him, her own career and a song too. Tom Cruise is back with another Mission Impossible, and will Barbie live up to the hype? The best of this month's streaming and cinema releases, and it's Friday, so the gathering will talk about the news dominating the agenda this week. Text us on 51551. You can email the programme todaycb@rte.ie. First today, a man in his 40s has been arrested after two people were stabbed at an under-16 GAA match in County Tyrone last night. And with more on this, I'm joined now by Alan Rogers, who's a journalist at the Ulster Herald. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Talk us through what happened.
Well, there was a Tyrone under 16 grade one championship semi-final last night. It was between Fintana and Crookstown, two clubs who, while they have enjoyed plenty of success in the past, are relative strangers to under 16 semi-finals. Now, the game was approaching its end when Crookstown got a late goal, which put them ahead. And it was at that point, or close, very close to the end, when the person who I believe was one of the supporters of the Fintana team had gone on to the pitch, seemingly with a weapon. He was approached by two people, one of whom was an umpire at the game. The umpire received a stab wound to the leg as he was trying to stop the man from reaching whatever target he was trying to get to. A second person was also stabbed. Now, the umpire was taken to hospital where he's still being treated for his injuries. The second person was treated at the scene. The man was obviously apprehended at the scene, and the police were called, and the police subsequently took him away. He's currently in custody being questioned. He will remain there for a number of hours, and then will either be, I would expect, will be released on bail pending further inquiries.
Okay, and do you have any further information on how badly injured the two people were who were victims of this?
Well, the person who is in hospital isn't seriously injured, but the injuries were considered extreme enough that the Northern Ireland Ambulance were called and were taken to hospital. Now, it's my understanding that they're probably not life-threatening. It's on a leg. The person was relatively young and fit, so should make a full recovery. The second person, as I mentioned, was treated at the scene.
The other very serious impact of all of this, of course, though, Alan, is that this was a match where children were playing on the pitch, and we can only imagine how distressing it must have been.
Yes, and in the immediate, in the immediate hours after, the Crookstown GA club were very, very quick to put out a statement saying that they were, aware of how disturbing the events at the game were, and that they were supporting the children and others who were impacted by the incident. Now, Tyrone GA have put out a statement this morning saying that they're also aware of the seriousness of what happened. They're also offering support to the two clubs, and their CCC, Competitions Control Committee, have launched an investigation into what happened. But at a different level, it's it's a very worrying development for the GA, because we have seen many assaults on officials and supporters going onto the fields, and players being hit and seriously injured. But I think this is probably one of the first times where a weapon was actually used to attack a match official and or supporters at a game. And for the GA, that is a very worrying and sinister development.
Mm-hmm. And I know there were social media videos of the aftermath of this, and that the police have asked if anyone has any footage, that they want to see that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I suppose they shouldn't have any difficulty, because nowadays with mobile phones, there are any number of people who are there, who as soon as something like this happens, they're out with the phone and videoing it. Now, the one thing that those videos show, they show the worry and the anxiety of people at that particular game as the referee was being escorted away. There's a lot of anxiety. You can see it on the faces of the people who are assisting with the referee and assisting with others. And you can also hear it in the background voices. People are very genuinely concerned, not only for themselves, but also for the children. And as you mentioned, the children that are involved in this, they're all only 14, 15, 16 years of age. And it's, you know, they were obviously very, you know, this was a grade one championship semi-final. It was taken very seriously by the two teams involved, the players and the supporters. And to see something like that, like this happen, is just so concerning for those underage players and supporters especially.
Certainly is. Alan, the last time you and I spoke was back in February, after the PSNI Chief Detective Inspector John Caldwell was shot several times at a leisure facility. And again, in that instance, children were there that night and they were training for their sports. Now, there are three men who will appear in court today on charges relating to that. So can you just bring us up to date with the latest on it, and how many people have been charged in connection with that shooting?
Yeah, well, at the moment, there are eight people who have been charged with the attempted murder of DCI Caldwell. Three more people appeared in court on Wednesday, and they were supposed to appear in Belfast, that then was transferred to Dungannon. They were charged in relation to a number of cars which were allegedly used in the attack. Now, the three people who are appearing in Derry Magistrates Court today, they're charged in connection with the claim of responsibility that was posted on a wall in Derry City in the immediate aftermath of the attack, claiming that it was the new IRA that had did that. So they're up in court this morning. So that brings, I think, to the total number of people who have been charged now to 14, which is quite a significant number.
And we know that John Caldwell was very seriously injured in that attack, but we saw him when Britain's King Charles was in Northern Ireland, and then we saw him more recently. He accepted an award only last week and he seemed to look very well. Have you any update on how he's doing?
Yes, well, he certainly has made a number of public appearances in recent weeks. He, as you mentioned there, he met King Charles. He also last weekend was awarded with a special award, nominated by the Barra Swifts football club, of whom he was coaching that particular Wednesday night. So in receiving that award, he made a number of comments. He said that no child should ever have to witness what the children who were at Youth Sport in Omagh on that particular night had to witness. He talked about the trauma that not only his own son but also his teammates had to go through on that particular night. And he had a special word of thanks for those who had, you know, shown bravery to go along and help him in the immediate aftermath of the shooting. And he spoke of how humbled that he had been by the support that he had received, and indeed by the fact that he had been nominated for the award by the young players that he had been coaching on that particular night. Now, in addition to that, he met Prince Edward, who is the Duke of Edinburgh, King Charles's brother, at an event in Barnes Court in outside Omagh. That was last weekend as well. So he has been out and about, but obviously, you know, his recovery in terms of the life-changing injuries that he sustained, that recovery goes on, and I'm sure it will take quite a length of time for that to be completed.
Of course. Alan, thanks very much and good to talk to you again. Alan Rogers there, journalist with the Ulster Herald. Now, coming up next, the incoming RTE Director General is meeting right now with RTE unions, and we'll have the latest on that crisis after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.